Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Correct Opinions, another episode. Appreciate y'all. Once again, you give us a five-star review. Help us out.
Thank you.
Share that with a friend. And we have a great episode for you today. We talk about... We got the Fall Girl video coming, and we talk about how your school drills might not be as helpful as you thought they were.
We also get into some crazy...
You're going to die of a tsunami.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway. It's a podcast episode. Crazy White Baby Names.
The whole thing.
You guys get it.
Here we music. Go. Let's go.
Correct opinion.
Fall is here, and...
We've got hoodies on.
Feels nice. The annual Girls Join the Fall video drops tomorrow.
Whew.
Did you know that?
Yes. Because I've been editing it. That's how I knew. Yeah, as we're recording this, we were actually about to shoot it this afternoon.
I'm excited, man.
Biggest video of the year.
Katie's running out to get us a bunch of pumpkins and stuff.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
For the video?
Yeah, you know the...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's going to, on the, you know, the front door, put up corn stalks and pumpkins.
Just go crazy.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice element. And, you know, we'll meet all the girls at the park.
Yeah. We got, I got five girls coming.
Look at you. Talk about pumpkins.
I got five sets of pumpkins meeting us at the park. And, you know, this has been a long time coming. Like, telling these girls, hey, Monday, October 25th, 4
p.m. We've lucked out with the timing, I think.
Noticing that. Yep, yesterday I was like, the leaves are turning, the trees are
looking nice. Foliage looking pretty good. Leaves haven't fallen yet. Weather's nice across the country. I looked at the weather across the country. I feel like this is the first week. It's really fall chilly everywhere, except for, you know, Houston.
Destin, yeah.
So it's going to be good.
We're nailing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The, you know, I feel like a week ago, you texted me what to text the girls, like, wear this outfit.
Yep.
Made it pretty clear. Bring wear this. We will buy you boots. Need your sizes. Great. Here's the outfit. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I sent like a, hey, 24 hours. See you girls. Don't forget.
I like
you
that.
Know, 4 p.m.
Yeah. Get your sleep. Carb up.
Carb low. Get some fettuccine Alfredo in you. All right.
Yeah.
And then here come all the texts. Just like, Jake.
This is five girls all in one text.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just me and all of them. I'd rather just get it over it. Mm-hmm. Jake, could a shacket work? Like, what in the world?
That's perfect.
Is a shacket?
Oh, you don't know.
I have no idea.
Shirt, jacket, they're very in.
What yeah, a shacket is.
That's perfect. It's hilarious because in the outfit, I was like, everyone wear like one of these hats, cardigan or like flannel is fine. It just writes itself. Would a shacket work?
Now, does that count?
Like, I don't want to stick out and look silly if I show up in a shacket. Okay.
That same girl, I remember when I texted everyone like the Amazon link, like, here are the boots Trey's going to buy for you. What size are you?
Yeah, exactly. For one video. So it's not, I'm not buying them like
they're not walking at Casey Louboutins. Fashion Week.
Yeah, it's like this is a $40 Amazon boot. Just
immediately, this girl texts me outside of the group text individually. Okay, if we're going to spend $40 on boots, you got to at least let me pick them out.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't be caught dead in these. Okay, I don't know what Trey's thinking.
And then I'm like, is this, how bad are these boots? I don't know anything about boots. So I'm texting Trey. I'm like, yo,
she says
Lindsay's freaking out about the boots.
Lindsay's freaking out. I don't know. It's like, just
Trey texted me back and said, tell Lindsay not every video she's in is a Bachelor audition. Yeah. She'll be all right.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I'm sorry. But the point is to look ridiculous. Just put your shacket on. Get your shacket out of a wad.
So then the girls are texting pictures of shackets, and then
I'm gonna go with this. Please, no one. I don't want to clash.
And then okay, that's really cute. But are we going for cute, or should I be trying to dress like I did in like 2010 when the boots are from? You know, and then there would be roasting the boots again. And then
and while I'm at it, why are we wearing these boots? Because they're horrible.
And then we got girls sending in just other outfits, which. I feel like I was pretty clear. Wear a shirt and a cardigan and blue jeans.
So funny.
And now we got
overalls. I got these new article overalls I love.
And I go, hey. The whole reason you guys are here is to be basic women wearing exactly the same outfit as Trey. Uh-huh. I mean, we're not going rogue 24 hours beforehand. No overalls, all right? No shacket. Just wear a cardigan. So
you told him no to the shacket?
I didn't necessarily say no to the shacket because I wasn't really sure.
Shaka's
what
great.
That's going to look like,
great.
But I just try to make it clear. Like the whole point is that we all look similar, mm-hmm. So don't be going crazy.
That's amazing. And that's so funny, dude.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, could it, now a shacket, could that work?
It's literally a photo of the overalls like laid out on her floor.
She laid it out like it's a scarecrow.
All right, so they're feeling good about it? We're going to be fine?
Yeah, we're feeling good. Mm-hmm. They're all in today. It's a little bit of a chilly day. It's going to be nice. I feel like we're going to look like it's fall, which is nice.
Yeah, sun's gonna come out. I think it's gonna be perfect. I love the names. It's like Katie's joining. It's like Katie, Lindsay, Emily. It's two Emilys or something. I don't know.
We have Katie, Lindsay, Emily, Amanda, Morgan, Kinsey. Like we don't even need to give them names.
Yeah.
Just be your own name.
Yeah, be your own name. It's excellent. I love it. Can't wait.
I mean, that could not have worked out perfect.
I'm excited.
You don't
realize what it's like to shoot a sketch video in public until you do it. It's not an easy thing to get through. You know, I'm numb to it now, but I think it's gonna be a shock when we're wearing matching outfits and I set up a ring light in a public park. But it'll be good.
I can't wait. This video is always so fun. I mean, if you don't quite remember, this is the first video train I ever made together, and it popped off like crazy. So then from that point forward, like, I guess we gotta up the ante here. And so then
did every year, and now it's like
the year after that we flew to Vermont,
I think. Yeah, we
flew to Vermont. And then like 2 days beforehand we're like, maybe we should get another video out of this. We rewrote Rachel Platten's hit single Fight mm-hmm. Song.
This is my fall song.
That was a good one. And then last year we went to like a little corn maze pumpkin patch in Nebraska.
Yep,
it's a good time.
And here we're gonna and now this year now we just, got Now we got some. Now I have some friends:
Katie, Lindsay, Emily, Amanda, Morgan, Kinsey.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna dress you guys all up exactly like each other.
This is fantastic. Oh, I love it. Oh, we might have to go tomorrow. We might have to go pop in and get a pedicure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just before we hit the road again, or like for the video?
Yeah. Ooh, let me text Katie that. Okay. Actually,
here's something from the road for you guys. It is, I believe. We were in Lincoln, Nebraska. It is, we've been hanging out all day. Katie's there. Me and Trey, we're like down in the green room. Alan, our like, you know, musician who travels with us. We're all talking out of nowhere. I don't know why this happened, but Katie just goes, Alan, when do you turn 30? And he goes, a year from today. And we're like, what?
I just lose it.
It's 7 p.m.
Your birthday's today? He's like, yeah, I mean, Katie immediately. She's like, oh my gosh,
Alan.
So, what are we... I'm so sorry. He's like, stop.
This is the whole reason I didn't tell anyone.
I know. I thought about...
Oh, I just started busting out.
I thought about mentioning it on stage, but I was like, I don't think it's worth it. But
I told Alan when he gets to the piano to start playing Happy Birthday until you sing it to him. Just force your hand.
Come on.
Sing it.
Play it.
Sing it to
me. I love being a guy. That's happened to me three times. Happened to me with you. Weren't we like recording a podcast?
I think we were on the podcast last August.
Your birthday. You're like, today.
Today, actually. Yeah, nice.
Happened to me with three times now with friends of mine. Some other guy was like, wait, is your birthday today, dude? Like, yeah.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's kind of like no one.
I don't know why it was so funny.
I truly think birthdays are they're trending down because there's so now we it used to just be like you had a kid and you had a birthday. Mm-hmm. But there's so many like however many showers and events and bachelor party. It's now like
celebrations
knocked down the lid. We can't do them all. I can't.
They're becoming diluted.
We got Valentine's Day and our anniversary and your birthday. They're all in a few couple months span and. I mean, one's got to go.
Yeah. If you have stock in birthdays, I would say sell your stock. I'm very bearish on,
sell it now.
On birthdays.
Bearish.
Yeah.
On the birthdays, 100%. We're
a stock market podcast.
We have this group of friends trying to do make a birthdays a thing. And it's like, all right, all 20 of us, we'll record your birthday so we can make sure we don't forget. I'm like, are we going to have a little party?
What are we going to do?
Every 3 weeks? Yeah. 2.5 weeks? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, that's not good. I feel like The Office, it was a very valuable lesson. Nobody wants to celebrate other people's birthday. You try to combine the birthdays, and that's the worst idea ever. Combine them. Just let people do what they want to do. If Alan doesn't want to tell anybody, Alan doesn't need to be celebrated.
Got to let him go. Do you ever miss the days when your birthday was just the most... I'll never find excitement in my life ever again like I did. Like, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to turn 9.
Remember that? Yeah, I think when I turned... What would it have been like? Yeah, I think 9. It was the year 2000. Sydney, Summer Olympics. Sporty boy over here. My dad, we had all my friends over. And my dad created like an entire Summer Olympics like series of events in the front yard.
Wow.
It was awesome.
See, that's...
And that was peak.
I remember we loved going to this gym where you could just... like a gymnastics gym where you could just like play in foam pits and
yes.
on trapezes and stuff.
My sister and all of her friends did that for her birthday.
Yeah, okay, fun, yeah. I wonder why not a lot of my friends came, but parties there were lit, man. I really got mm-hmm. fired up in there.
Let me ask you this. What's more peak excitement? Turning 9 or you wake up, you're on the bus, it's really nice and cozy. You just slept 10 hours. You open the curtain, you stretch, you go and take your first steps and oh, your socks are soaked because the bus leaks when it rains.
There's a bus, yeah.
Their first steps of the day.
I walked past it and missed it barely. I was like, what's water? And I was like, oh, it's got a leak on the bus.
Yeah.
Leaky bus.
Started our day with right wet by socks.
Did you ever smell salsa?
It's all over my luggage. Yeah. Yeah.
You caught that later on?
Yeah. I didn't notice it got spilled on my luggage at the time, but yeah, later it got on some stuff.
Yeah.
Freaking Travis.
Yeah, freaking buddy who DJ'd. He's like, let me check out the bus. He wasn't on the bus 30 seconds before he, like, football spiked a salsa on the ground.
It was legitimate. I bet he was on the bus 12 seconds, and he had spilled, like, 30 ounces of salsa everywhere.
Wait, so was your stuff on a bottom bunk?
Just, like, momentarily. Just, like, for the time being right there. And, yeah. Took it and home with me.
Were you sleeping on a bottom bunk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't feel like you woke up. You didn't, like, dip your toes in salsa in the middle of the night or anything?
Maybe. I had some crazy dreams about Tijuana. Yeah. I don't know where this came from.
Just, osmosis.
Yeah.
The toes. You just start tasting salsa.
Ostosis.
What's happening?
Yeah. But anyway, the bus leaks. Not too bad, but enough to get your socks pretty wet. Hmm. So, okay. You know, just something to know.
That is good to know.
You were in a good bunk spot. You had time to see it coming.
Figured out.
Yeah. How'd you feel about this bus? We had a different bus.
Pros and cons. It was not. I liked it better overall. They'll fix the leak, but it was chillier.
Yeah, you like that.
Mm-hmm. We had a more adventurous driver, which is fine.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. You wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, "Were you got to go off of a precipice?" It's fun.
I'm saying my goodbyes.
You love, yeah. Any bus driver who hits the rumble strips consistently, you know, is. That's a good... He's keeping himself awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's taking precautions.
Every morning I saw the driver. I go, how's it going, man? And every time he'd go, tired.
Yeah. We made it.
I wanted to be like, but not like super tired, right? Because you just parked this 15 minutes ago and...
Like tired, like how we all are at like 2 p.m., right?
Right.
Not like...
You just drove us for 5 hours. I hope you're not like exhausted. Like, but you just come out. He just drove you 6 hours through the Ozarks,
uh-huh.
And you just go. He's like, "How you doing, man? Can hardly keep my eyes open."
Pretty miserable. Woo. That one was a rough one.
Yeah, I
really.
He's like, "Yeah, you ever one of those times you're driving and you're just like, you cannot like, I swear I dozed off a couple of times.
And it's foggy and you're driving through the Ozark Mountains and then it's like your third time ever driving a bus. Yeah. You guys know.
I kind of came to, I was going the wrong way on an interstate. It was just not my best.
You guys I don't know how I got on the railroad tracks. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but how I got parallel to the tracks.
Yeah, sorry for the bumps. It was the ties. It was the railroad ties.
Just driving alongside the railroad for a second. So, here's something fun about the bus that I don't think anyone knows because it was just me and Tom. So our last night, Springfield show, I went out and like saw some friends back home. By the time I got back to the bus, you and Alan already asleep or whatever. Tom is like waiting up for me. He's like, dude, I got the speaker system to work. I was like, oh, let's go. That's awesome. And so we're like hoping maybe now we can watch TV and hear it. We can't get TV to work, but Bluetooth on his phone still works. And so we sat there, and I'm not kidding, for the 2.5 hour drive home, we just sat there and listened to music. Like, granted, I was on my laptop, but Tom just sat there, not on his phone, and just listened. I've never seen anyone enjoy music more in my life.
What was it?
Well, here's the thing that I'll give you 1,000 guesses, and I don't think you're going to get the right answer.
Fish.
Same amount of letters.
In sync.
Warmer. If you guessed correctly, Pink Live in 2009 in Australia, then you would have guessed correctly.
Fish is 5 letters. So I want to say my guess was incredible.
Fish is 5 letters?
Derek, you know what Fish is, right?
According to who?
Golly.
It's an all-time
cult classic.
Well, I know they're like a jam band. Like, I know who they are. I guess I've never seen them in print. What's the fifth letter? Two S's. P? Oh, PH. Scientific Fish. Or Philippines Fish.
So listen to Pink.
Yeah, we listened to that for an hour. Like, we listened to her concert from 2009 in Australia for an hour.
What was her big song?
I'll take your time.
Yeah.
You in your hand tonight. That one too. That one's kind of shocking. It made the radio. Looking back.
Yep. Okay. Wow. That sounds.
That's
lovely.
What I remember.
I should have stayed up.
It was kind of sweet. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so content, and I was content too. We just sat there in silence the whole ride home.
That's excellent.
So the speaker system works. Tom's fired up.
Okay. We have to get the Pink going.
Yeah, it was cool.
I feel like someone Pink. Oh, another theme of a Pink was, oh yeah, someone girl was like, I got reposted to Pink's TikTok. So it was a very Pink weekend.
Yeah, it
all
was.
Right, let's keep the Pink. Maybe I need to walk out to Pink. Okay.
We'll yeah.
See, okay. By the way, we're coming to Oklahoma City and St. Louis this weekend.
Yeah.
Very fun shows. A hometown show for me. So get your tickets and. Your whole family came out. Now my whole family's going to come out. It'll be so fun.
Yeah. Back-to-back hometown shows.
Yeah.
Maybe at your show, the ushers can also try and kick your family out when you're trying to talk to them.
Okay.
That could be something.
Get them out. You're like, I performed. This is my family. We all have the same last name. Like get beat it.
Look, we all got jobs to do. All right.
You think I haven't heard this one before? Get out of here. You think this man in the wheelchair is your grandpa? I'm not falling for that. Wheel him out of here.
You think the only people in here above the age of 60 are both your grandparents?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No,
make sense.
I've seen this guy before. He brings in a lot of geriatrics.
I don't know if it's a fetish per se, but he's got something off.
Yeah.
All right, get him out of here.
Get him out. Did your grandparents enjoy the show? Did they get it, or was there much discussion?
We didn't have time to talk specifics too much. I think they were just overwhelmingly like happy and proud and whatever.
Good.
The one specific thing I got from one grandma was...
Did you have 4 grandparents there?
All 4.
Okay.
4 for 4, baby.
My 4, all 4 of mine were there.
Mm-hmm.
In spirit.
Dude, you do that so joke on stage, people turn on you.
Yeah. So happy you have all 4.
Anyway, one grandma said, Jake, when did you get singing lessons? And I said, when am I going to or when did I? She said, when did you?
That was... lovely.
She thought I was Bruno Mars up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is her eyesight tough?
The way I sounded. She thought I was just the best.
She thought it was me. She was me. That's what I'm saying. She's like, I had no idea.
Yeah. So I wish everyone could see me through the eyes of my grandma because I think it's so sweet. I feel like it's very grandma-esque of her, but she just thought I was just crushing it up
Grandma's,
there.
You know, it's a weird thing, the grandparents saying your parents really... You know, the good parents hold you to a standard. Grandparents, I remember I came home one time for Easter had put on the kind of the college 15, if you will. And I mean, I walk in and just immediately, you know, my dad said something like, gee, I mean, pass the food down to him. Good gosh. Or something. My grandma was like, you know what? I think the weight looks good on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was acknowledging the weight was there. She's like, I think you look, not, it fills you out. Looks good.
They're spin doctors. They could spin anything.
Spin anything.
No, this is good. I mean, winter's coming up. You're going to be thankful you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? A couple of winters ago, you were too skinny.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is smart. Bears Absolutely. Do the same thing.
Yeah,
and they gorge the themselves. Same thing.
Happy Easter. You know, Jesus hibernated for a few days. He probably put on pounds for that.
And you need to find your desert for 40 days, whatever that is. Maybe where
proud
you don't
of
eat.
You, son.
Yeah.
Eat up. Dude, Easter. Did I talk about this on the podcast already? How I'm worried about Thanksgiving with my in-laws?
That sounds
is that
familiar.
Off podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been
is
off
that
the
on
podcast.
Podcast, Derek?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
I think it was. Thanksgiving with in-laws. I'm worried. I haven't had Thanksgiving with them yet. It's a very important meal. So I'm worried about that. I was, because Easter, dude, deviled eggs, dozen.
You
I
love put down deviled
a
eggs.
Dozen, dude. Deviled egg. Deviled eggs. Deviled eggs and dressing are things we need in our rotation more often. Why do we have them twice a year?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I mean, who doesn't love stuffing? Do you love stuffing?
Stuffing's fine. I'm not like, whoa. I need stuffing more often.
Good stuffing. Do you like stuffing, Derek?
See, we get it. It's fine.
That's a bad take.
It's okay, literally do you hate just deviled eggs,
bread
though?
Pudding.
Deviled eggs.
You guys hate everything. You're bad audience.
There's a reason they'll come around once a year. It's because you took, I mean, some sort of, I don't even know what it is, just
very simple.
The inside of like some undeveloped egg of a alligator. You took a corn baller. You put that inside of like a floppy, nasty egg that looks like an eyelid. It looks like an eyeball.
A little bit.
And then you throw salt on it, and then you eat 12.
Well, you haven't had Grammys, so...
Deviled eggs are disgusting.
The stuffing, we need more. How often do you guys have brown gravy? Not enough, right?
Thanksgiving's a very brown holiday, so...
Yes, it is.
Very brown food.
It is. We love to eat brown food. We kind of... You know, we kind of dominated the not-white people.
Mm-hmm. Wondered how you were going to go about that.
Yeah, so it's very... Which isn't, you know, the best. It is kind of funny that Thanksgiving, if we're really honest, how did it work? I forget. Did the Thanksgiving meal happen like we kind of like took their land and then we're like, now let's eat?
Now let's eat on their...
Or was it before?
I'm not sure.
I'm not a history buff.
Order of operations.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I do know that it's pretty shocking how many times the Cowboys used to play the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day in football.
Right.
Or maybe the Patriots versus the Redskins. Come on.
We see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
We see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't the best look. What's Washington football team going to be? They're trying to sign on a new name.
Yeah, I think they're like, they want like Red Hawks or Red People.
Something yeah, they're like between that. Those two. They're struggling to get clearance on the second one. Like, there's a reason we changed it.
We're not saying
this
skin.
Is not cool.
Just people.
People.
Like when you get mad in the winter. Yeah. Your face gets red.
It is. I feel like, you know, they changed it, but red skin, like, it's crazy how little, like, offensive credit that gets. You know, like, the offensive words right now that you can't say?
Yeah.
The N-word, the F-A-G word. All yeah. These words. Like, those are words that have a meaning, but red skin, it's, like, very obvious.
It's so on the nose.
Yeah.
And this was a football
team.
Like,
we're going to let that one slide for several more decades. Is redneck on its way out?
No, I think that's just, if anything, that's like a skin cancer movement. It's just like, hey, put sunscreen on the back of your neck.
On the back of your neck.
Yeah, no, this is, I think the American Cancer Society actually pays for the redneck.
Speaking of, I'm starting to really get a kick out of this guy on TikTok. He's called the Liver King. Have you seen this guy?
Liver King?
Liver King. His whole thing, he eats liver daily.
Eats liver. Not where I thought this was going to go.
Because his whole thing is, hey, you know, back, this is how our ancestors did it, right? They didn't have all this McDonald's and stuff. They would, you know, kill an animal and they would make use of all of it, which is true, right? I'm sure you.
I love this.
And then.
This is like the.
But it's also like.
We're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, in the day.
Our ancestors used to eat liver and they died when they were 29.
Hey,
so that's what I'm going to do.
Your great great grandpa never had chicken parmesan. Should we be eating it?
No. Go back to the old, get outside. You need sunlight with no protection from the UV rays.
Get a gallbladder in
you. Which we know gives you cancer. And yeah, eat some bone marrow and live like the ancestors. Because some reason that's like, dude, isn't it better now? We're kind of...
We've learned science and stuff. Anyway, mm-hmm. So his thing is...
He's like, that's... Yeah, he's, eat liver. Anytime I see a stranger, I sniff their crack to identify their gender. As the caveman did. And this is my wife. It is shocking. Yes, she is topless, but that is how we did it.
He still buys a Christmas tree once a year in December, but that's those are the toothbrushes and the toilet paper he's going to use for the rest of the year. So that's why he buys it. Economical.
That's right. As the I hate like the paleo diet, all weird stuff. Like, why are we, why do so many people think the caveman were just killing it? Right?
They did as much as they could with what they had. I don't think it was like, I love the taste of a rabbit leg.
Yes.
Give me more.
This is what a woman one. She has no rights. And picks berries in the park.
Occasionally she will trip over her own bosoms. But I love her.
I love her.
She's beautiful to me.
The caveman did it. The right way.
Okay, I did it.
So check them out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, what do you do if you're like, you know, church, communion time, paleo diet? What's the solution there? What do you feed them? How did the caveman take communion?
That's a great point. Just bread.
Maybe just grapes. Just don't turn the grapes into wine, into juice, anything. Just grape on the vine.
Communion. I had a bit a long time ago. Maybe I should try it sometime. I don't know. People get weird about communion. I'm like, hey, I'm not. I'm still for, I'm pro communion.
I'm PC.
PC for sure. But it's like, you know, they have gluten free, they have all these. And for the first time, I went to a church that's still like in the city, mask on, but we still want to do communion, but like
we're being careful.
Which I respected because like airplanes, like mask on, but would you like some butterscotch cookies? And then everyone takes them off. So they gave us, actually, I joked about to-go communion, and that's what I got. I guess you walked out, like, here you go. And it felt weird. Like, do I do this in the parking lot? I don't know.
Where would Jesus have done it?
Yeah. Do I...
In the Prius?
In the Prius? Do I do it? Do I take it to brunch? This is actually nice, because I'm intermittent fasting, and I'd like to wait a couple hours.
I seem to be doing that on the road on accident pretty often.
Taking communion?
Taking communion.
Did I just take communion? Charcuterie is just a crazy... communion experience, basically.
Sure. Yeah. Take this in remembrance of other white people before us. But yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like most days it's like wake up, step in a puddle, get my golf clubs, go golf, eat maybe a Snickers bar on the golf course, and then feast for lunch at about 3:30 p.m. And that's my meal for the day.
I should kind of game plan the golf more. It's amazing how many courses be like, yeah, we don't really have food. I'm like, I'm stranded. I need not to caveman it.
I went peanut butter and crackers in Memphis. That was my lunch.
That's never bad.
It was fine.
That's never bad.
A little protein in there.
Okay, let's get into a little crazy white baby names. It's been too long.
Okay.
You've met a lot of people on the road, met some interesting names. It's funny. I had a good friend have a kid recently, and I could sense people around me getting nervous to tell me their kid's names.
Yeah,
but hey, I still love you. It's fine. Derek said he knows someone. A lot of these people are starting to use these name generators,
mm-hmm.
which I love. Already, I love the idea of. It's like, how'd your parents name you? Bible?
Probably.
You never asked.
Doesn't matter to me.
Mine's a family name. You know, Derek, do you know your story? You're just Derek.
Just a book, I think.
A book.
Before
the generator. Now it's like, how'd you name me? It's like, well, pampers.com
mm-hmm.
gave us. So I thought, this is robust, right? They have so many ways to, you can say, hey, okay, you pick, Jake. You can go through by theme, by origin, by the length of the name.
Okay.
So we're going to start off, we'll each do it. I'm going to say we'll start off with a boy.
Okay.
And what theme are we working with?
Hey, this is your boy. Whatever you want.
How about a nature name? A boy from nature whose origin is?
We have a lot of options. Scandinavian.
Scandinavian. Spanish.
Okay.
All right. If you're online, you're like, I want a Scandinavian nature boy. There are zero results for that. Oh, dang it. But if you want a... What about Slavic or Portuguese? Oh, here we go. Irvin.
Irvin.
That's a Slavic nature name.
Mm-hmm.
Irvin.
Or Rio. Okay.
You don't realize. How about something unique? Oh, then you throw on Oswaldo.
Oswaldo
triplet.
That's beautiful.
Love that one. Oswaldo. This is what people... Mythological? Thor.
That's a nature boy. We know that.
That's a nature boy. Thor.
Oh, and then they threw in a girl's name.
Robin.
Okay.
You any of these getting you fired up?
I'd like to choose my own baby name.
Okay, let's start back over. Let's clear. We got to clear all the results. Boy or girl?
I would like it to be a girl and a unisex girl.
Okay.
Check both boxes, please.
Okay.
And by theme, I would like it to be cute and color.
Cute and color.
I don't know if color should be an option.
This is getting a little more. Okay. Color seems, we need that updated.
And then by
melanin, origin, maybe.
Let's go English. That's what I read best. Let's throw down English and Italian because I used to like
everyone pepperoni. Loves Italians.
Yeah. The pepperoni.
All right. And results. Drum roll, please.
Oh, I got options. Haley, Naomi,
Ruby. Alex, this is late. Molly, Molly's a cute color name.
Maybe take out English. These are too basic of names.
Take out English.
Yeah, just the straight Italian.
See,
oh, nothing. There's no color Italians. Nothing. Okay, this baby name generator just zero results.
You know what? We're gonna move on to this is a better baby name. This is for if you have a mixed child, right? Which so if you're
that's what the whole website's for.
Yep. Let's say if you're English and Japanese, or if you're English and Greek, well, this is all of us. So, okay, let's say you and I have a kid.
Okay.
Katie, don't listen to that. I am Irish.
And I am Cornish.
Actually, wait, what am I? I'm Czech.
Okay.
That's serious. And you're Cornish?
Is that why when we do, like, before the shows, you're always like, check one, two.
Yes.
It's for your ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew.
I like to honor them.
No, I don't know what Cornish means. I just saw it as an option.
What are you? Triplet.
I could see me being Cornish. Let's go with Polish.
You do have a Polish vibe.
Thank you. I love sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm. Sausage?
Mm-hmm. Makes me sick.
And we're going to go for feminine.
Well, sure.
Because we're having a unisex girl.
Of color. Okay. Oh, boy. These are...
Dorota. I like Dorota.
It's Czech. Oh, that one comes from your side of the family. Thank you.
Thank you. Dorota is Czech. What does Dorota mean?
Dorota.
It's kind of like Dorito, which I feel like you would...
Well, I think it's like, hey, if you have two options, take Dorota less traveled. I think is where it comes from.
It means gift of God. So you nailed it.
Yep, I got that. There's some Gertruda. Gertruda? Oh, I almost threw up saying that.
That slaps. What does Gertrude. That name hits different. What does Gertruda mean?
Gertruda.
Gertruda means...
I can't think of an old phrase.
Spear of strength.
Spear of strength. Spear of strength. Strong spear.
So like the vaccine. Okay. See, she'd really kind of stir up some drama, you know. These what does your nice. Name mean? She goes, Pfizer.
Pfizer. Basically, more or less, it's Pfizer.
More or less, it's Pfizer.
Dorota is my favorite so far. Daria is kind of a pretty name. I would name our little girl Daria.
Daria. Okay. I like that too. Imagine actually naming your kid Daria. And then that's just a classic. You're like,
it's Daria. You name it's Daria.
Yeah, this is Daria. And you just go, diarrhea. And they say, we've got to change it. This also means God's gift. God's How many gift. Things can mean God's gift?
Well, I mean,
that's what
it comes from the human body. So
that's what I think people should do is you just make, you should just make up a name, right?
Yeah.
This is
Lickthorn.
Yeah. This is Clytia. What does that mean? Gift of God.
Gift of God. Mm-hmm. To who? Who does it mean that? Just, you know, some certain people. That's what it means.
Would you like communion?
You want that in a box?
You know how, kind of, you know, so churches, they'll kind of be like, hey, raise your hand if you want in. You kind of, you almost kind of like, you slide them into heaven that way. It's like, what if charcuterie's kind of, it's like they, you just blessed this, the gospel, you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And now you're in.
Kind of a, like a.
That's smart.
Yeah. Like you were in line for the wrong thing. You didn't know. Like, oh, I thought I was in line for this. Oh, this is to get into heaven? Oh, I thought this was Thunderation.
Yeah.
I thought this was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I'm in heaven. This Sweet is deal. Sweet deal.
Sweet deal. So that's your, do you have any friends having kids?
Yes.
Naming them crazy stuff?
Crazy stuff? I don't think so. Like that one, the only one I can think of is like that mutual friend we had like 4 years ago. That you reposted and put on your story, like, look at this name.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we both know her. Oh, you really just went for it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was a PH. It was Fish, actually.
Yeah, Fish. They're huge fans. I think, does any name starting with a PH work out? Name a Phil you really like.
Yeah. I feel like the only time I ever hear of Philip is like, oh, I dated a guy named Philip for a while. Mm-hmm. He sucked.
Fred? I knew a PH Fred.
P.H. Frank has got to be one of the least likable guys I've ever met. P.H. Frank.
Run, dude. You meet a P.H. Frank.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, Frank with a P.H.
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I don't know if I have any friends getting too crazy with the names, but at least not yet. I have basic friends.
It'll probably happen.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Have you thought about any baby names for yourself? Like, I mean,
Katie likes to call me Sweet Tea.
That's right.
Oh, or for my child.
No, yeah, yeah.
Or for me.
Baby names for you, like when you're sick. Like, oh, yeah. Katie's going to baby you.
She's seasonal with it, too. She'll call me Pumpkin.
Sure, that's smart.
Yeah. She'll call me Butternut Squash.
Yeah. Or last spring, Only she called you night, Pastel. Yeah.
My. Jeez, sorry, I'm done. Sorry. What is it? We had a... We like to get someone on stage and mess with them sometimes. What did I... Yeah, we never talked about this. What do you think... We brought up a black girl a couple times. And several times I made jokes about you having mixed children with them.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The last one especially. Springfield. Marie, yeah. If you're listening.
Marie.
You got a special treat.
Yeah.
She's from Springfield. Or like she lives in Springfield.
Oh, you know her.
I don't know her. But I had several friends be like... Why are you on my spin instructor's Instagram story right now? People like they know Marie.
Her classes are really, really challenging.
They're yeah, great. Yeah. How did you get on stage of one of her classes? Like, hey, yeah. No. All right. You don't need a shacket, and you're getting the story wrong.
You're getting the story wrong.
It was our show.
Our show. Not a spin class. It's you know it's a good comedy show when it gets mistaken for a spin class. Like I just didn't feel like I got a great workout.
Yeah, but no, that's great. I mean, you know, that and we had a good run of improv songs his last run of shows.
It was fun. I'm excited, man. We're and also the new tour dates. I should have said that earlier, but
We're going on the road again.
2022 dates have been announced. Pre-sale is live, and they all go on sale Friday. So,
tell them some details about it. How many cities? Where are we going? How many 25, shows?
25, I think. We're finally hitting sweet, sweet Utah.
Salt Lake, Atlanta. The
Northeast, Atlanta, Austin, Texas.
Wichita.
Wichita, Arkansas.
Tulsa.
So, all those places. We're going.
Every comedian's dream.
San Diego?
San Diego. Which, of course, means...
Yes.
So butternut squash.
Trakeny.com/tour. We'll see you there. We're going to keep it going.
Dude, how did you feel about the Kansas City show? We got to do Kansas City a few days ago.
We did. Kansas City.
Which is where we live.
Bunch of friends there. It was... Yeah, that was definitely a highlight show. Packed, yeah. Sold out.
Yeah.
Packed house. Crowd was big time.
It was awesome.
It was great. How'd you feel?
I felt great.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was.
How were you doing beforehand? Because I was like, not worried about you, but I was like, man, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do what he's doing right now.
Were you getting fired up?
Oh, no, not in a bad way. No, no. I was just like, if I was Trey right now, I would be like, everyone leave. Everyone get out of here.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like
oh,
the party in the room beforehand?
I mean, the show is like probably 20 minutes from starting, and Trey's green room, I mean, there's 25 people in
there. Yeah.
Just drinking, eating, yelling, talking. Hey. I mean, it was fun. It was all of Trey's best friends.
Yeah.
But I was just like, man, I think I need just some time to myself before the show. I don't know how you're doing this.
I know. It was, I did speak up, and they're very respectful. Like, all right, y'all need to go. But, how did you feel before show? Because I feel like we're in a groove, no real nerves before the show, but.
I was nervous for that one.
You were nervous for that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
That one just felt a little
I think it's intense. Just like an anxious of like wanting it to go well, even though there's nothing I can do. There's no reason to be nervous. It's like what I say is what I say. Mm-hmm. I know it's funny, but it's just like I just want to be doing it already. I just wanted to be here.
Yeah.
So yeah, once you get on stage, it's fine. But yeah.
Oh man, that was a great show. I'm looking forward to. I've had a lot of highlight shows. Oklahoma City will be fun, and then we're going to Texas. That's gonna be great.
Texas will be sweet.
Dallas, of course.
Yeah, you get three hometown shows. That's crazy.
A little bit.
And your mom's Bible study will be 100% of the people on one of them, right?
Yep.
That's everyone
three,
there.
Three Oklahoma City shows. We had to add one for my mom's BSF. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
And then after the St. Louis shows, isn't this the show where your friend is like a nightclub owner?
Yeah, my boy Dylan. He is an old college buddy. He like works. He like works and runs, helps run some bar nightclub in St. Louis. So he's like, yeah, well, and it's Halloween night, so that's something we need to discuss. Are we dressing up for the show, or are we putting on a costume after the show? No costumes at all. Do I put on a costume for the meet and greet?
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, how many people at the show will be in a Halloween costume? Should we tell them to
wait?
Probably
a or costume for the meet and greet.
It's like you come to the show and there's just like Big Bird in front of you.
Yeah,
like, I can't really see.
Okay. That is fun. Yeah.
We could tag team it. We could be like
peanut butter and
jelly.
Two
doses of the vaccine. See how people probably like that would actually be fun to do. You'd probably have a bunch of people, you'd get a lot of attention, right? You'd have some people be like, proud of you guys, and some people try to fight us.
Pfizer us.
Yeah, a lot of people calling us.
Yeah, no, I like
spears
it.
Of string.
I think for the meet and greet, we each dress up as like needles and after they take a picture of each of us, they have to wait for 15 minutes before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure.
Right.
You don't have any reaction.
Rules. We don't make the rules.
Yeah, that's just how it works.
So we give them a little business card that can't fit in your wallet.
Yeah. Put a Band-Aid somewhere on them.
Yeah.
You got to think about that. Halloween in St. Louis. What's like a St. Louis thing we could dress up as? Nelly?
We could dress up as crime. Which... We could dress up.
We could
as.
Yeah. How do? What's that classic East St. Louis?
Some old Missouri dude. In Springfield, I went and did a little charity show at a Baptist church.
Which oh yeah,
was great.
The
sweet
church
people.
That I like grew up in, like started going.
Great, great people. It went very well. Raised the money for a kid who needs surgery. It was funny to do a show. I'd maybe done one show at a church before. I haven't done a lot of churches. And so it's funny because beforehand they're like, you know, if you say something wrong, I'm going to get fired.
You will be executed.
You know.
Yeah.
And But I guess I didn't ruffle any feathers, kept it very, very clean. You know, I'm raised Baptist, I get it. But it was funny because I walked out, I was like, what are we doing? And it was just like very Baptist crowd. They just kind of, you know, where I grew up, where if you, someone was raising their hand during a song, like, get them out of here.
Yeah, what's next?
Calm down.
Yeah, jeez.
You freak. So that was fun to try to get some energy out of them, but they were fun. And I got driven home by this guy, nice guy, and we were just chatting about Springfield. He's like, yeah, that's the square. He's like, I mean, they hung a guy there like 90 years ago.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
This is part of the tour? Like, yeah, you don't like, want to take it by Bass Pro?
It's nice to know. Yeah, Bass Pro. Then there's Bass Pro. So, you know, you got some old Missouri history there, which is unfortunate. But,
okay.
You know, I don't know if you probably shouldn't dress up as, you know, crime.
Okay, got it. Maybe I'll just do Albert Pujols then.
Yeah.
Dress up as him.
Pujols.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could, you're a little too, like, fair skinned to pull it off, so you could maybe darken it.
Yeah.
You could darken your skin.
And then I could just be Nelly easier on later in the night. I could just do both costumes.
Right.
Just different outfits.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. You paint your face, and we'll put it on Instagram. People will love it.
I want to take a bunch of pictures with people that night. Mm-hmm. Everyone get a picture. Mm-hmm. Look. He's Albert Pujols.
Yeah, dude, you're just like, man, people are loving this costume. I'm taking so many photos.
Everyone says,
people are cracking up.
And sometimes people aren't even taking pictures with me. They're just of me.
Just of me. I'm just posing. They're like, what's your Instagram? We want to tag you. You're like, Dribble Jake. Yeah.
And like, is this for Snapchat? Like, oh, no. We want this to be permanent. Like, oh, good. That's awesome.
It's going into a Google Drive folder. That's encrypted.
Yeah, I'm like, that's all. I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, they're like, they want your contact. Like, okay, wow, I'm making all sorts of friends.
Yeah,
this
is cool.
Ransom you later.
Why is everyone asking me if I have a manager?
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Why does that matter?
That's cool. I guess they want to book me.
Uh-huh.
That's fun.
Whoa. So, okay, you'll be Pujols. I'll figure mine out. Maybe Saint Louis. I could dress up as a saint?
Yeah.
Is that something?
Yeah, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
I don't know who that is.
St. Louis. Who was that?
It was probably Lewis and Clark, actually. Gateway to the West. Totally makes sense.
Yeah,
think about it. That's what the arch is for. It was the gateway for St. Louis. It stinks that St. Clark didn't get his own city, but I think they arm wrestled for it and St. Louis won. Mm-hmm. So that is how it works in the olden days.
There's a guy named St. Louis who was the king of France.
I doubt it's that. I bet it's a Lewis and Clark thing.
St. Louis is a very French town.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of Paris.
No. You've been to St. Louis has that huge structure?
The Arch?
Eiffel Tower. You idiot. Right? That's why I'm like,
right?
I don't get it. I'm like, why do people have to get engaged in St. Louis so much?
Yeah, the baguettes. You have to. That's a funny thing to like when you're in public, like make up a lie about your friend and then it's really hard for you to deny it. So like, hey, do you guys know, like, Trey used to think that the Eiffel Tower was in St. Louis, and you're like, no, I didn't,
dude.
And then you just look more obvious.
No, I know it now. No. It makes me sound like
no, I obviously knew,
but I really didn't know.
That's a fun lie to tell people.
Have you ever heard of Paris, Texas? You ever heard? You ever that's a town?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, yeah.
So that's a classic. Yeah, classic joke. We're going to Paris, Texas.
Yeah, Missouri has ones like that. They have Cuba, Missouri, Mexico, Missouri, California, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. You know, at the square, they hung a guy there like 90 years ago.
Miami, Oklahoma.
Miami. Sounds like a grandmother's name.
Yeah.
Going to Miami's house.
Anyway,
St. Louis, French city. We'll dress up as something French.
Something French. Man, I gotta get in my basic girl mode, man. We're getting closer.
It's about that time.
Katie was just texting me saying Hobby Lobby is perfect. She's gotten some great home sweet home. What does this one say? Pumpkin patch, apple ciders and hay rides. Put that on the front porch.
Love it.
Cool little corn stalks.
Mm.
Fall's here.
It's beautiful. Foliage. Fall is here.
It's tough, man. It's been tough tracking the foliage, man. If you ever you need someone to know what happens every year, I know. you know, a couple of years ago. We're a week or two late this year.
Compared to what we've done. Oh, yeah.
The foliage.
Yep.
Specifically. But a little warmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very in tune with the weather when it comes time, like when it comes to like October. Otherwise, yep. I don't really pay much attention, but it's like the girls in the fall video. We need to know, when are the leaves turning?
Yeah, we know, we can anticipate the weather more than, we're kind of like a dog or something.
Yeah, very like a, in tune like with a dog it. Or like your uncle who claims his knee shakes when it's about to thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. We're like that.
Right.
It's like I start holding up my hands as if there's a camera there when it starts to get cold.
Did you notice the like little tornado scare around here?
Yeah. It was like there was a thing.
There was a lot in Springfield, or where you grew up, there's probably a lot of tornadoes, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There were a decent amount. What I'm saying. These folks around here, they have no idea.
Yeah.
We'd already start like planning another house every few years because we knew ours would get blown over.
Go ahead and lay the foundation now. Just that'll save us a few months.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there were a decent amount in our area, like Pierce City, Joplin.
Yeah, I remember. It was a fun little... We'd go over to the local school that had a basement. I'd sit down there with a bicycle helmet on. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought I'd be the kid wearing a helmet through the school hallways, but I was a few times.
And it was weird. Like, they made me do that sometimes in, like, the winter or, like, when I got held back for summer school. I still had to wear my tornado helmet sometimes.
Yeah, it was weird. They just, every day at school, they're like...
Just in case.
The tornadoes, you know... Tornadoes always happen through here, and I was like, okay. So I wore my helmet.
Yeah.
And I was they said to be aware, so I would just run from class to class with the helmet on. And
they say the classroom is the safest place, so you don't want to be in the hallway. Get out of the hallway as fast as you can. Get into a classroom.
Uh-huh. And the lockers, they actually said, were pretty secure. So I'd have, you know, that's why I let the kids shove me in them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, you're the dummy. Yeah. I'm safe as sound in here. That's what it's like growing up in Tornado Alley.
I mean, those are just, you guys probably wouldn't get it unless you grew up in kind of Oklahoma, Arkansas, uh-huh. Missouri. Right. So
that's kind of, I made all A's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just the whole thing added up for people. And everyone was really patient with me.
And eventually you were by far the biggest kid in fourth grade.
Yep.
Like you were really dominating PE.
I was, yes.
That third go round.
I was. Yeah. Very strong.
Mm-hmm. Very strong. Very good.
No one made more baskets than me because half of them were on both goals. I would make them on both. I didn't care.
You show up like, are we playing teams today? I'm like, yeah. We always, yeah.
Okay.
Every time there's teams. Okay. I just didn't know. Okay.
We play in shirts and skins or helmets and none. Like if I could call helmets, I'm supposed to keep this on.
I would like dibs. Like I'll take my shirt off, but I'd like to leave the helmet on.
Yes.
I'll be skins and helmets.
Pass me the rock.
Pass me the rock.
Not my pet one.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And now you get to go back there. Maybe you should wear a helmet on stage for the Oklahoma City shows. So everyone's like, oh, there he is. I know him. I knew I recognized him somewhere.
I thought, yeah. I knew I went to eighth grade with this kid.
I think I did singing lessons and then I did tornado drills with him. Yeah. That's where I know him.
That's where I know him. Yeah, tornado drills. Some of these kids aren't doing tornado drills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now doing them all the time.
They're doing like active shooter drills.
Active shooter.
Not nearly as fun.
Yeah. Good gosh. How dark is that? Active shooter drill. What do you do if someone runs in here with just a stocked weapon? Yeah. What are those drills? They just
call your parents.
Text your parents goodbye. All right. Everyone do it. Say, this is just a drill. Mom and dad, I love you.
Good. Now, how did that feel?
Really bad. Can we? Whatever. I don't know what I'm supposed to do as the kid. I guess it's kind of none of the drills did anything, right? They're like, all right, they'd be like, earthquake drill, sit under your $20 government funded desk. All right.
Yeah.
Fire drill. We'd say we tried
a free recess. It was like a 10-minute recess.
Fire drill was fun.
Tornado drill kind of hurt, or just like they were like heads down. Heads you know, down. You're like. All right, but it's not a real tornado. Heads down!
You didn't have a basement? We just all sit in the basement.
Of your school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we would go into the hallway and you just stick your nose in the crack of the hallway, basically.
Mm.
And I feel like they were like sticklers. So I'm like, head down. Yeah.
None of those drills did anything.
We weren't...
If a tornado's really about to plow over our school, surely you get us somewhere else or...
Yeah, I don't know if we should be in the hallway. Maybe just...
Basements are nice, but otherwise...
Hmm.
Like, I was in the bathtub, and now I'm 70 miles away.
The movie Twister came out when I was a kid and made me kind of want to get swept away a little bit by a tornado.
That was a fun thought.
Yeah.
Wow, I could just, who knows where I'll go.
But also one time in the movie, I think they strapped themselves to like a well, like something that went down really deep. And I was like, oh, I'll just do that.
Yeah, go find the nearest well.
I'll just hang on.
Yeah.
I can do that. Fine. I'm 11. Mm-hmm. Can hang on to a well.
What? Fire, tornado.
I can't believe you did earthquake. I guess you were a lot closer to...
No, we did. I'm saying that's what kids do. We
oh, okay.
But I'll probably do now. Fracking.
Let's get into it. Let's
talk about it.
Let's get into it. Fracking. Oklahoma up 1,100% in earthquakes the last 10 years. What are we going to do about it as a podcast? Tell jokes.
Tell jokes. I know nothing about fracking.
Yeah. I know I wasn't allowed to say it when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially not at Ridgecrest Baptist.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. We didn't... What do they do for like tsunamis, you think? Like everyone...
Run up
hold
the
your
hill.
Breath.
Oh. Here's...
Right? Who's... You're still going? Timmy? You just... Okay. 45 seconds. Hope you're goner. 90 seconds, Allie.
Okay.
Great job.
Allie's one of our only survivors.
Uh-huh. Anyone? Right. Get your surfboards.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are those drills? Tsunami drill. What can you possibly do?
Tsunamis are fascinating. I love everyone, a good tsunami footage on YouTube.
Run inland really fast.
Run up something, but not a building. Something natural, but not a tree, unless it has pretty good roots. Just
check. Is it a cedar? Or is it an oak? Tsunami drill.
Don't trust the palm trees.
No.
Get up the hill.
What's ridiculous? How often intense thunderstorms? Back in the day when you watched cable and they'd interrupt your show because it'd be like, the thunderstorm tonight is... It's a loud one.
It's going to be a lot of lightning.
Yeah, who's... What's...
All right.
Our houses can handle that. What? I want to watch Survivor.
Yeah, hold on.
Stop with... Who cares about thunder and lightning?
I wanted to see Simon Cowell bully this 14-year-old girl in front of all of America.
Get me back to that. Get off the screen, Gary. They're like, seriously, folks, we've never... The lightning's going to be... You know, don't stand outside with a metal rod. Just stop.
If you have a flagpole in your yard, I would not recommend covering yourself in tinfoil and attaching yourself to it. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
It's got to be storming. Stay inside during the rain.
Do they have like volcano drills anywhere?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. What do they do for those?
A lot of those happen in Northern Virginia. And what they do, it's very similar to the tornado drill, actually. Just let it burn your back, not your face.
Okay.
Get the lava on your back. You can get a new back.
Yeah.
Hard to get a new face.
Yeah. Okay. You just kind of hunker down.
Yeah, just like let it burn the back of you. Yeah.
Let the lava kind of do its thing.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know. I would like to see an active volcano before I die. Like lava spouting. That seems like kind of a cool thing.
You ever heard about the Yellowstone volcano?
Oh, Yellowstone's on an active volcano.
A massive volcano, I guess they say.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, they say that if it ever erupts, it would like kill everyone in America or something. And maybe like ruin the world. But that's like if it has a full blown super eruption, which I guess they say is probably not that likely, or it has averaged blowing up every like 800,000 years and we're right there. They say it's like that's too little data. That doesn't mean it's like that's a schedule and et cetera, et cetera. It's probably not gonna happen, but that'd be pretty cool.
You saying that reminds me, when I went to Yellowstone, they're like, yeah, this is going to erupt any day now. Or like,
they
it's
really
like,
sell it.
It's like, this could erupt very soon in the future. And then you look into it, it's like, very soon means in the next 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So like, in the grand scheme of things, it's almost here. It's like, oh.
I won't care, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good.
It's like, I if I'm alive for like a great grandkid, I feel like I'll be like, I'm busy. You know, I don't think I'm going to, that three generations down and be like, just, I'm too tired for this. Nine generations away, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
At that point, yeah, I'd be like, just take me to Yosemite and throw me in one of the salt lakes.
Yeah.
That's how I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yellowstone.
They have all the geysers there. They tell all these stories, like, don't get too close. There's a story, this kid dipped his toe in, he fell in and was disintegrated immediately.
Yeah, they do tell you those stories.
Yeah.
Which is tough because it looks like such pretty water. It's like, whoa, it's green and bright blue and red.
Yeah.
I'll swim in this. Boom. Your Cinta was disintegrated from your
Those
body.
Geysers are, you don't mess with them.
Yeah.
They're active.
Did you get to see Old Faithful?
I did.
It's exactly what you'd think it'd be.
It's even lamer, actually. You could feel the whole crowd.
Huh.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Hmm. Waited for this. My friend, when Old Faithful started to erupt, he started singing the national anthem and got everyone else to join him. So that made our experience a little extra special.
That is special.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Just like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. Should be happening any second now. Get your phones out. And it's like, oh, say,
can you?
And then everyone's so nice that they were like, well, I guess I'll join in.
I guess. Oh, is this what we're doing?
It's beautiful. That is beautiful. I would recommend more people just sing the national anthem at a national park when it feels right.
Or
at
Walmart.
Or at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. You probably get people going.
Yeah.
That is really heartwarming.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Oh, man.
How'd we get there? Oh, tornadoes or drills or something?
Tornadoes. Tornado Alley.
Dude, how much longer do weathermen and women, weather people...
What? Yeah.
Have a job.
Whether they.
Like, I can't imagine. Like, we just... Weather apps just already suck.
Yeah,
it's like that's what everyone's checking, and it's not even good. That shows you how lazy we are. It's like, I will continue to check this thing that's inaccurate rather than watch the news.
Do you remember as a kid, like just slowly discovering how they do the kind of stand in front of the green screen?
Yeah.
And you're like,
interesting.
They're like, these people are the most talented people in the world.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how are they doing this? And you see, like, they're looking at a screen on the side while they're in front of a green screen. I'm like, they're
puppet masters.
So when it's green, it just magically shows. I'm like, these people are unbelievable.
They're wizards.
And I think that's weather people were big celebs, and I feel like it's fading, but they were, because I think mainly just because small town folk were like, this is a Wiccan, because they're in front of a magical screen and they're doing, I don't know how they're doing it.
Don't get on his
bad
side.
How are they? They point right to Dallas every time. They say Dallas and they're pointing to it. How do they see it?
I don't know. How do they know? How do they know where the big red blob is going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Do you think we'll ever reach a time where, like, Netflix, your show will get erupted for Netflix? Like, hey, there's a tornado coming in your area.
Oh, I hope not.
That's what's one of the best parts about paid shows. No ads, no weather people bothering me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
What's that famous, is it Vine? Or like, whatever you say, weather boy.
Whatever you say, weather boy.
Yeah.
Get off my screen.
That's what I want to say to every weather boy out there.
I wonder if that's the thing. Like, tornado deaths skyrocketing because... people don't watch cable anymore. They're just like, I had no idea what was coming. I was knee deep in You on Netflix.
I watched two more episodes last night.
You like it?
I do like it.
He's stalking another girl.
He's up to some stuff. He can't catch a break.
Right. He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy. I was actually joking with Lucas.
I feel like they could make a You is like a hair away from just like how 20% of Christian marriages happen.
I just kept asking. I show up at her door.
I kept track of her, and I'd show up, and I'd write her letters, and I just went for it. And then finally,
I was sure that she was
the
one.
What a love story.
Isn't that awesome, you guys? 12th time.
Mm-hmm.
She finally said yes.
I met her.
Oh, my.
And I knew she was the one. I wrote her a letter and said I'd marry her one day.
She did never...
It's funny. Back in the day, that was a romantic thing. Now it's... the Netflix horror show You.
Yeah, it is shocking.
I saw you and I just want to let you know I'm going to marry you in a year.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call the cops.
I actually told the cops you'd be calling. So, go ahead.
I got my bases covered.
They know that we're destined to be together anyway.
Got my bases covered. And by the way?
I'd like to get all the way around the bases with you.
In a year.
I want to play baseball.
Yeah, I want to play baseball with you.
Anyway. You's a good show. Are you watching?
My name's Micah.
You're done with Squid Game. What are you watching now? I saw you got the second TV upstairs.
Survivor.
What?
It's not expecting that. I almost forgot about it. Survivor hasn't been on in a couple of years.
That's not true.
Whatnot.
Really? Are you sure?
They finally are back on. We'll see. They're changing for the first time ever. They're changing the format. Different days, different setup. So we'll see. You have to be determined.
So you're like, I want to get into this.
I've always watched it.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that about you. I thought it was just my parents.
No, I'd happily watch with them. Watched it for years.
I did not.
Applied a couple times in high school. I was fired up about it.
Yeah?
Which is funny looking back. They've never ever had anyone under the age of like 22 on the show, but I guess 18-year-old me was convinced. I wish I could find that video somewhere.
That would be great. Or we just try and reenact it someday.
outplay, outwit, outlast.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you how I can outplay. I almost played for my varsity team.
Good so enough.
So I'm an athletic and outwit. I'll have you know my 3.7 GPA has something to say about that.
I feel like you could outwit well, because what I remember from Survivor is typically at the end of the show, there's some challenge where it's like, you have to put these puzzle pieces together, but the puzzle pieces are all things that we did on your first day on the island.
Ooh.
Can you remember what we did your first day here? You would be good at that.
Thank you. I can remember.
Outlast. I don't know how long you can outlast.
No.
Katie was telling me about the butternut squash incident.
Yeah. We go on like a hike and I'm like, this is 3 miles?
What? And is it like, are there a sled on the way down or some toboggan? I have to walk down?
The tour bus bed is how big? I'm going to bring my own blanket if that's okay. I just like the feel of it better. I'd be like, I got to sleep on bamboo sticks. Like,
ugh. Oh, awesome. No,
I would trick them because you show up with what you got on you, I believe. So I'd be the one to show up in like a full-blown parka or something.
You have a mattress taped to you?
Yeah.
This is my jacket.
You're pretty dumb, man. We're in Fiji. And then I spend hours. What else am I going to do? Inflating my air mattress parka.
Uh-huh.
And I win.
But it's one of those companies that you get Instagram ads for that make their mattress out of bamboo. So loophole still counts. Everybody's sleeping on bamboo.
Everyone's wanted a jacket that could double as a mattress.
Yeah. Bamboo sheets. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't think I would make it well in Survivor. I would always The Amazing Race was always the one that looked fun to me.
Ooh,
that
yeah.
That would be fun.
Which race do you think would win?
Danish, obviously, is always like when you go to Vegas and you bet on it, Danish always has the best odds. Right. But something about Cornish lately.
Cornish.
I'm like, maybe it's their
season.
They've
been making a push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cornish.
I guess it kind of depends on what kind of events they choose that year and whatnot.
Mm. Outdoor, indoor, but
right.
Yeah, Amazing Race. Good show.
Right.
They always made it seem like it came down to a foot race. Like, I'm pretty sure these people are finishing 12 hours apart from each other, but yeah, have them run at the end
right.
to the rug.
If it ended like that, Kenya would they'd take it every year.
Yeah, they'd be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But man, what a good show. The 2000s were just great because we had really good reality shows. American Idol, Survivor, Amazing Race, and then you had Wife Swap, which is crazy.
That was great.
Like just as popular, but terrible, just awful.
Great show.
Yeah.
Oh, it is kind of funny. My family liked to watch that, and they somehow pulled it off where it was like touching. You're like, see,
the marriage is better now that he slept with her.
Yeah. See, when you didn't know what you had till you're gone, and we ran into some other woman who, she also, kind of sucked.
Oh, they would.
You all suck. So you should just all be happy that none of this is easy. And I hope you'll swap with others.
This is just the start of your swapping.
Yeah. I'm glad we've enlightened you.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
I don't remember watching that show too much, but I remember every mother was a crazy person.
We were Undercover Boss.
Oh, yeah. My dad loves that show.
We loved Undercover Boss. So touching to be like, oh, I'm the CEO, but I don't know how to... I'm not very good at bagging the groceries.
Uh-huh. And none of my dumb employees know what a fake mustache looks like.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to them.
Yeah.
That's what the show should have been called.
Right.
No one who works minimum wage has ever seen a fake mustache before.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? You put them on there and be like, is this your boss? They're like, no, that's Gerald. I met him today. And they just peel it off. They're like,
oh. I didn't know you could peel them off. Okay.
I did love it. It was a cute show, but it was great. They tracked down some hardworking employee, and then they'd really ramp up like, this guy's a CEO. Clearly, he's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, see how hard it is to install the light bulbs?
He's like, huh. Turns out my employees do work hard. I had no idea.
I had no idea.
This
I
is crazy. They were all,
this is wild.
I thought, when you said worked in IT, I thought you were saying it. I didn't know they were actual people.
Right.
That's okay. So these are actual humans. No way. I thought you were saying it.
Yeah, they do Undercover Boss in the future. He's just interacting with AI. Like, we will take over the company.
He's like,
it's
rips
me,
it off.
Though.
It's me.
We already knew. We have your accounts locked up, encrypted with new passwords. I'm the captain now.
I would like to see...
Tom Hanks is great.
Captain Phillips, pretty underrated.
Yeah. Those Navy SEALs sure can shoot accurately, yeah. But not as accurately as me. 3, 2...
I would like to see a raw, unedited version of Undercover Boss, where the first 5 employees, they like, hey, this person takes out the trash. Maybe they could be the person we highlight. And they are just like, yeah, that's the CEO. So why is he taking out the trash? Like, that's one guy. Then another person is just like this awful person to work with. Yeah. Like, oh, they hate their job. Dang.
Yeah.
This is actually taking a while to find someone who loves their minimum wage job.
Right.
This is taking a full season to complete.
They don't want to call out the CEO, and I'm pretty sure... He tried to do a wife swap with me, and it was very offensive.
I think he used to email John Gruden some stuff.
Yeah.
He accidentally CC'd me one time. My name is John, so yeah, I saw some stuff.
So I saw it. He did a reply all. It was a nightmare.
Reply all. I've been on the receiving end of, like, I wasn't supposed to see this. Just not going to look at it. Not even going to look at it.
You what? Have?
Nothing. Like, I don't even know what's bad, but it's like, clearly I wasn't, like, right. That went out to everyone. I hate
seeing remember back... Like it's kind of impossible these days, but not impossible, but if it, back then it was way more common to do like an accidentally texted this person the wrong thing or that.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Been a while, but it's terrifying.
I have a, last time I did it was I have a annual, you, the recties now, I have an annual Vegas trip with my college best friends.
Yep.
So I text the 15 of them, excuse me, and one's name is Zane. Mm-hmm. And I have a newfound friend named Zane. I'm pretty sure I haven't told the story. Have you heard that? Have I told you?
No, I don't think so. Amazing. I just find myself always being confused because up until like a few months ago, I didn't know these were two different people.
Two different.
I thought you were one Zane guy.
So I send this whole group text with all the friends, and I'm like, you know, it was the bachelor party version of my trip. So I'm like, hey y'all, for Vegas this year, it's going to just double as my bachelor party. I mean, I wish you could all be my wedding, but there's too many of you. Mm-hmm. And I love you guys so much, and like it was very heartfelt like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's have a great time. And I kind of, you know, start to get a few responses like, can't wait, sounds good, make it sounds good. And Zane says something like, yeah, stoked. And then I get a text on the side from 2 or 3 different people like, hey, what's that number I don't have? I just want to make sure. I'm like, you should have, we're all best
buddies.
You should have everyone's number. And I go to look and I realize I've texted the Zane I've known for 3 months instead of my like college buddy.
Yeah.
And he was one of the nice ones who responded, like, sounds good, man.
Dude, of course.
So I know he's got to be thinking, like, yo, this guy is...
He latches on fast.
Yeah, my God. I literally get in a text, like, you'd stand next to me on wedding day if I could do it, man. I love you.
He's like, man, he's throwing me in. I don't know any of these guys.
So I just have to straight up text him, like, dude, I know a couple of Zanes, and I'm sorry. You're uninvited. But have a great day, and I'm sorry.
But it's cool that you and the guy from One Direction have the same name. Mm-hmm. So
that is a cool name.
Feel confident in that.
And yeah, it's been an all-time story. So that was very, very awkward and bizarre. He was like, yeah. I was like, wow, this guy really wants to be friends.
And speaking of Vegas and that same annual trip, I was a little thrown off recently as well, talking to your friends. Except not with the Zane thing, but turns out there's a hotel in Vegas that goes by the same name as one of the more famous venues in all of the world.
Red Rock. Yeah, we're playing Red Rock Casino in Vegas. And they're all like, you excited for Red Rocks, man?
Like asking me. He's like, dude, Trey was telling us, like, you guys are going to Red Rocks. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, really? I think Trey would have mentioned this to me. That we're doing...
Yeah, the other comedian, Lucas, was like, you're doing Red Rocks? I'm like, no.
Like,
Red Rock. It is called Red Rock Casino.
Yeah. I was like, I had no idea. Will Zane be there?
Yeah.
Which any one? Of them.
That's great. Okay, well, we need to wrap it up. We got to go shoot content.
Woo!
And we appreciate you all listening. Get your tickets to all the shows and the new shows.
Yes.
Set your reminders for Friday, and we will talk to you next week.
One last thing. You don't need to bring me oatmeal cream pies anymore.
Okay.
I'm good on that.
We're overdoing the cream pies.
I've got plenty of OCPs. Appreciate those of you who brought them. I got a lifetime supply.
He's good. So please, please bring him Twinkies. And Swiss rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Next time. Peace.
See ya. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.